7:02 p.m. Tonight we have Pastor Kelly to lead us in an invocation, followed by a flag salute led by Ms. Polis. Everybody please rise.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here with us tonight as we gather to discuss. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of living in the great city of West Covina or working here, and we thank you, God, for the school board and the decisions that they're making. We pray your blessing upon them tonight. Give them wisdom, Lord. Lead them by your Holy Spirit and help them do what's best for all of the children and families in our district. And we thank you, God, for your presence here this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the salute to our flag, right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Shoemaker?
Here.
Mrs. Polis?
Here.
Mrs. Minnis?
Here.
Mr. Flower?
Here.
Mrs. Malnatis?
Present.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
Dr.
Hinman? Here.
We have one item from closed session. In accordance with Education Code Section 48918, Subsection J, the Board will take final action in open session on the expulsion matters described in Item A of the closed session agenda. With regard to the recommendation to expel student number 193493 for violation of Education Code Section 4890A2, is there a motion? It's been moved by Ms. Polis, seconded by Mr. Flowers. Any objections? Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Dr. Hinman for the first presentation.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. As you're aware, the Board of Education set several goals for the 2015-16 school year. One such goal was to increase PTA membership. We will be bringing all of the PTA presidents and principals who met that goal. The goal was at 10%. You'll hear this several times, but as of today, West Covina Unified School District has increased their PTA membership by 30%.
Whoa.
That is just on average. There are some schools that significantly went well beyond the call of duty. One such school is here today, and to make that introduction, I'd like to turn it over to Denise Knutson with Program Responsibility.
President Shoemaker, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, Cabinet, I'm excited to be here tonight to share with you, as Dr. Hinman mentioned, one of the goals by the board was to generate a minimum of 10% growth with our PTA membership. But Dr. Hinman also encouraged principals and their site-level staff to be creative about how they went about that. And tonight, you're going to hear from Janet Shirley, the principal of Warndwood. She did just that. They have actually generated 100% growth in their PTA membership, and she's here to share with you just how they did that. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Good evening, President Shoemaker, board members, Dr. Hinman, Cabinet. I'm sorry, I'm fighting a really bad cold. I'm Janet Shirley, the principal of Orangewood Elementary, and thank you for having me tonight. I'm very pleased to be here to share Orangewood's very successful membership drive. Last year we had 230 members, and in a moment you'll see how many members we have now, and it's over 100%. It all started when Sue Alonzo, our PTA president and fourth grade teacher, and I decided, what can we do to motivate? So we decided, oh, let's cut our hair. It's getting really long. Yikes. And then we decided we'll donate it to a charity. So we found a great charity, Children with Hair Loss. So our PTA theme this year was Join the Team. Each of our classes chose a college football team, of course, to represent their class. As students joined, they received a football with their name to be placed on the helmet and an Orangewood t-shirt modeled by our fabulous second grade teacher, Laura Perez-Vasquez. That said, I joined the team. As time went on, teachers, parents, students, everyone started inquiring about, well, can I donate my hair? So I called Dr. Hinman. Are you okay with students cutting their hair off at school? And he said, of course, but talk to their parents. And we got a signed permission slip. So on the day of our celebration, we had 8 teachers, 8 students, and 1 parent participating. We also had 5 additional parents and 4 additional students donate their hair. Sorry. We were able to capture some of our celebration for exceeding our goal, and I'd like to share that with you in a short video that I hope works. That was a little nerve-wracking, the chanting. So I'd like to make a correction on the video. Today, as of today, we have 501 members. Oh, wow. I would also like to thank Sandra Delahousie that's here tonight for being our membership drive. She spent many hours counting memberships money. That's a lot of money to count. And ordering our t-shirts. So thank you very much. We're so grateful for the overwhelming show of support of our parents, students, and some district office friends. Also, 50 students were fortunate enough to receive sponsorship from husbands and some friends and family back in Texas. Thank you so much.
So as, Jen, as you gather in the well, and Ms. Shoemaker, we have a certificate for you. I want to share with the board that, you know, the goal is not just to raise PTA participation. That's just going out and, you know, collecting $7 to $10. It's really about being a participant in the school. So the charge is to have the parents participate in joining PTA, but then the more difficult part is for the principals to have an action plan for participation throughout the year, really get involved. So I want to commend the board for that goal. We've exceeded it exponentially, and we'll be celebrating more schools, but I will say no one more unique than Orange Blood. Congratulations.
Orangewood, come on down.
Very good. I love it.
I love it.
And you put color in it too, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, it looks good. Looks really good. Oh, what about the students?
Good.
What about the students?
Yeah. Well done.
Good.
Boy, the pressure's on for next year, huh? Start growing it out now. Trustee Flowers is going to donate next year.
Okay, Dr. Hinman, next presentation.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. The gifts keep coming. We were very, very fortunate. Ms. Miranda Jimenez set up a meeting with myself and Pastor Kelly to come and do some volunteer work in the West Covina Unified School District. I really had no idea what that meant. I assumed maybe two people coming to maybe paint a fence, but I had no idea the volume of volunteers that he had in his arsenal. But to make that presentation, I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Coughlin.
And I'm going to turn it over to our Director of Maintenance Operations Transportation, Walter Tatum, who's going to talk about the day and introduce a very special guest.
Okay. Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Hinman, and cabinet members. I have a short presentation on the day of the Volunteer Day, which was October 17th, that I would like to offer to you and our audience. So it was a Saturday. It was October 17th. Turned out to be a very nice day. It was the weather was perfect. These were the schools that were chosen. They were chosen because it was just to give them a little bit more care, to kind of spruce things up. And so there was eight sites that were chosen. And the project for that was removing the clumps of grass, and that was out in the Edgewood football field, so that it was kind of dangerous. People might be tripping over it. We purchased a lot of plants and shrubs that were put in different school sites. There was a lot of weeding of planters and the gardens and stuff around the schools. And then there was the window cleaning, and then the cleaning of the door handles. And there was other things that were done, but this is just a brief idea of what we did. Pastor Kelly and 80-plus volunteers from the church, they came as an army, and they just spread out to all these schools and just got in there and just really, really just took over and did a great job. Rancho Janitorial, who supplies our janitorial supplies, donated $500 worth of supplies, which was used in just cleaning everything up and everything nice. We had maintenance staff. One was at each school to assist and brought in the trucks and trailers and all of the plants and materials that were needed. And, of course, there were site administrators at each site, too. This is the first picture. This is the football field, and these are the clumps of grass. And they were out there, and they would dig out the clumps of grass and put sand back in the spot with some seeds, and hopefully it'll all just start growing back, and it'll look really nice. But it actually smoothed out the field and makes it a lot better for the teams to play on. This is Merlinda, and this was a planter that was really overgrown. There was, and it was really hard to maintain, so the volunteers cleared it all out, and we're going to put drought-tolerant plants back in there. I got to say, when I got there, I could smell that sage back there, and it smelled great. And we've kept that plant, so we do have that one still. This is Holland Crest, and earlier in the year, we graded that slope there and put wood chips, and so the volunteers came in, and they planted all these shrubs along there. We have a... I moved a little bit too fast, sorry. This is... Merced. This is a garden that the school had. It was overgrown and the ground was compacted in those planter boxes. The arbor right there, the grapevine was just overgrown. So they trimmed back the grapevine, made that look nice, turned over the soil, and now it's all set for the students to replant their garden. This is Orangewood, and the drive-through, they cleared out the area and they planted shrubs there, but you can't see the shrubs, but you can see all the smiling faces. And so we'd like to thank Pastor Kelly and all of the volunteers from the Faith Community Church for assisting us. And it was a very good day. I know I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing everybody. And there was all ages. There was children and everything. So it was a great day. So I'd like to take this opportunity to turn the podium over to Pastor Kelly and...
Um,
So thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to serve. Faith Community Church is committed to our community. Our senior pastor, Dr. Jim Reeve, really sets the tone, and so we took up the challenge, and what we did for your district is actually part of a two-week campaign, and our goal is to serve 6,000 hours in all over the community. So we've been in several different cities, different schools, different organizations, everything from the LA Regional Food Bank and different places, thrift stores, Union Rescue Mission downtown, et cetera, et cetera. But maybe in June, I started really focusing on creating projects for our church to do. And I really appreciate Eileen. She approached me. She said, I gave her a call, and I said, so what does the West Covina School District need? And she said, well, you know what? I'm on my way to see the superintendent right now. Let me ask. And so she set up the appointment we had with Dr. Hinman, and we reached out to several other districts. But let me tell you, your district was the one that said, sure, come and help us. And I mean, other districts, well, you know, we kind of have maintenance guys to do this stuff. And they had all of these excuses and whatever. And I really appreciated the fact that you guys thought outside the box. You know, you've got all this volunteer labor. How can we, you know, utilize them effectively? So that was really grateful. And then to go beyond that, the preparation that your staff did to buy all the materials, provide us with tools, be there with the leadership, with the maintenance people, and then to have the administrative staff. You know, I met two different principals, one at Edgewood, the other one at West Covina. I didn't make it to all of the other schools because I pulled away to another project in another part of town. But just seeing the commitment of the staff to be there to support us as we were serving really made the day for us. And then having everything ready. It wasn't as if a lot of times we show up and we kind of just, okay, what did we bring? What can we do? And let's make it happen. And that's kind of what our volunteers are used to doing. But it was great that you guys had everything there for us. So it was a privilege. It was an honor. And we appreciate it. The other thing that we do every year is to provide many families in your district with Thanksgiving food boxes. So we're in the process of setting that up, and we'll be doing that in a couple of weeks. And once again, it is a pleasure and a blessing to be able to serve, and we appreciate what you folks are doing for the West Covina School District. So thank you.
Thank you. And as President Shoemaker makes a way up, I just want to share, Pastor Kelly, it's really, you know, it's really what you did for us, and we want to thank you. But it's really a win-win, because one thing I've noticed in my short tenure here in West Covina is that our schools are the hub of the community. And if you don't believe me, walk out that door and look across the street. That field is pounded. It is phenomenal usage. And one of the things we ask you to do, as monotonous as it was, is to dig clumps of grass out and reseed, because it is our community, and the people who are serving our schools are in turn are serving themselves, because they really are community schools. So thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome. I want to recognize two of the team members that were here. This is Kevin and Isabel. They were at Merced School working really hard on the project there that day. Isabel was the team leader there. So
Appreciate you setting this all up.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it next year.
That's perfect.
Next part of our meeting is the hearing session. I do not have a report at this time. Mr. Flowers, do you have a report?
Oh, yes, I do have a report. First of all, I'd like to just thank Pastor Kelly, because I saw him at the community service day on the 17th that morning. And me, myself, and part of the Rotary, we went out and we really, truly, this house we cleaned up, we had the biggest bin that you can get, and we filled it up with weeds and trees out of this guy's front yard. I think this guy had leaves in there for 12 years. In the backyard, we couldn't touch. I wouldn't want to touch. You know, but we did an awesome job. We was there. It was the Rotary team. It was about eight of us, and it was fun. It's a lot of work. My hips and I had to move part of my body. I hadn't moved before, and I was sore. And then also the other night, I went to the Halloween at Gloucester Park. I was the judge at the costume contest. What an honor it was to see the youth there, you know, and picking out who's the funniest, who's the scariest, and that was awesome. This week also at the mall, they're going to have a costume contest at the mall on Saturday night from 4 to 6. I'm gonna be a judge also. They're also judging costumes, and we got the Red Ribbon Rally. Part of the Rotary, we put our Red Ribbon Rally on Saturday morning, and 7 o'clock we start serving pancakes, IHOP pancakes. So come out and get your pancakes. We got, you know, the fire department gonna come and show how they do the Jaws of Life. We have the Harlan Crest Band, the choir, West Covina Choir, the West Coast Bears, and the dance groups. So it's going to be a fun event. So guys, from 7 to 12, come out and just be a part of the Red Ribbon Rally that's going to be going on Saturday from about 7 to 12. So that's pretty much it. But also, one more thing, if I left, after we cleaned the park, we all met at the City Hall for a barbecue, buckboard barbecue. All we can eat. It was so much barbecue left, I don't know what they did with it. I was trying to get a big old pork roast to take home, but they wouldn't let me. And Ms. Shirley, if I grow my hair next year now, you know, I'll come get it cut. I don't know. It may just be stubs, though. I don't know what you can do with that. But, I enjoyed myself so much when I came to your event. I mean, I got to recognize you. You had tears in my eyes. The seeing you, the kids cutting their hair, see you getting yours hair, and the emotion and excitement of the kids, it was so exciting. And next year, I do look forward to 100 people getting involved instead of 11 or 12 you had. I look forward to 100. Maybe me and Chuck can get out there.
Yes. We better start now.
Thank you.
Mr. Menares?
Just briefly, as we have been dealing with the San Jose Charter Academy renewal of their charter, this was a very new experience to me dealing with a charter school, but I really enjoyed the collaboration and the work by the staff and by the San Jose Academy staff as well. You know, schools, regardless of what form they come in, as long as they're here to benefit our students, and San Jose has shown a history of doing that, then I think, you know, they're the right place for our students to be. So, again, it was insightful experience. I learned a lot, and I'm glad I worked with this team on getting down to the nitty-gritty on this proposal.
That I was able to attend the Harvest Festival at Merlinda, and I know that the Harvest Festivals go on throughout our district. I know it takes a lot of work, and I just want to thank all the teachers and everybody who puts that in so the our students have a safe place to be and to celebrate fall. And it was a great fundraiser. I couldn't believe that everybody came hungry. They sold out of everything at Merlinda. So, and everyone was having a great time. They were happily spending their money on dinner, and it was a great fundraiser for the PTA. I think it's their biggest one. So the parents donated all the food and then bought it back. happily. And it was so fun to watch your children playing together with the other children and the camaraderie with the staff. What a fun staff there. And I know that goes through all, most everybody has something. I know Monta Vista is going to have something during the day on Friday. So, and I'm looking forward to that. The CAC meeting, I was able to attend, and they're going to have an art festival. And if our children can't attend, if our special day class students or RSP students could do some an artwork that they could present, and then they could go over to the festival so they could participate and still not be there. It is during the day, so it makes it difficult, and they don't have all of that ironed out yet. So at the next meeting, I'll probably be able to present time and place that's actually going to happen. But if we can start maybe talking to some of the students about just having something to take over and And then maybe if they're a winner, or even if they're not, we can present it here later on, which would be a nice... and then we need to find another CAC member, at least one. So, and hopefully two, so we can have an alternate. So there should be three appointed from the district. And I know I talked to Chuck, and you're looking for that now. So I appreciate that. And it's always great when our football team wins. When all of our teams win. So, and getting to watch that. So,
Ms. Miranda Jimenez?
Oh, wait. I forgot. I'm supposed to announce that Merlinda is doing, they're going to make baskets for Thanksgiving for the homeless. And if any of you have things like chips, cookies, boxed juices, different kinds of foods, or hygiene bags, combs, shampoos. If you go to hotels and you have a whole bag, they would love to have that. And then they're going to do items for warmth like socks, beanies, and tarps. And I know last year they took a group of people in vans, including some of our parents, with their children to actually give the lunch bags to people. And I had the opportunity to talk to some of the students that were able to do that, and what a difference it made. So they went out Thanksgiving morning, they gave lunch bags to people, and they write little notes, the students write notes. And one woman said she still had the note from the year before, and she brought it out, and that it meant so much to her. And the children were telling me they didn't realize that people didn't have food to eat, and then they wanted to share their Thanksgiving meal when they went home and had all this leftovers. They wanted to go back and share it with people who didn't have food. So they were able to make a difference in other people's lives and then wanted to continue to do that. And without people, I know we want active citizenship. That's one of our goals, and that's a way to do that. And even if you don't go to Merlinda, and I know that all of our administrators are now part of service groups, if their service groups would like to contribute to Merlinda, I know that they would really appreciate that, or if you know of anybody who has any of these extras or would like to donate, they would appreciate it. You should see the cafeteria is filled with these colorful boxes in order, and so the students can start bringing in the things. Now, another thing they want, if you have any extra Halloween candy. Don't we all? I mean, if it's calling my name now, and we'll probably have it for months. So I know last year we were able to do that, and I know that saved me from a lot of grief. So if any of you are looking for a place for your extra Halloween candy, they'd appreciate that too, and they'll pass it out to the homeless.
I had a question, Ms. Poulos. What's the deadline for donations?
November 16th. Oh, no, starting today, and then it's until November 16th is the last day.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I'll leave this here in case anybody has other questions, and I only have one, so. But I know we have a district of givers and people who like to be active citizens, so.
Okay. Alrighty, I attended the West Covina Joint Subcommittee meeting with the school districts and City Council, and they brought the SRO officer in, Officer Flores. So I look forward to all my colleagues getting the opportunity to meet him. Hopefully we can have him come here so that we can meet him along with his family. Some of the things that were covered in the meeting, in addition to the SRO, is the praise for the Kings of Cameron game and how well that went. Mm-hmm. And the superintendent from Covina Valley was there, and he handled it well. so that was really good. And one of the things, which I'll bring up again in the discussion point, but a big part of the discussion was about preparation for El Nino and what the city's doing, and then in turn urging the school districts to also get prepared. So I'll bring that up. But that was pretty much the crux of the topics that were discussed there. The college knowledge was excellent. I went to the test prep series, and I was so enthused, I was almost ready to take the SAT all over again. it was very, very well done. The tips that were presented for both the SAT, ACT, and AP were excellent. My only recommendation for next year is that it not be planned the week of homecoming, because both Edgewood and West Covina were both prepping for homecoming on the Thursday night before homecoming. So I think but the attendance was really well. We had a good showing in the West Covina cafeteria. Also, the homecoming was excellent. For West Covina High, our game with Walnut, the enthusiasm, the excitement, that was a lot of fun to see the community support, to see the attendance that was there. In addition, I went to the homecoming dance over at both West Covina High and Edgewood. What a great job both schools did decorating. Just amazing. And the enthusiasm with the students, I just peeked in and left and then went to Edgewood and looked at theirs too. So they both sides did a great job. The Harvest Festival with Hearst Ranch went really well. I counted about 60 students coming from our Garden Gourmet program that were wearing their shirts, and they were there with their parents, and they were so enthusiastic to show their siblings and their family members Hearst Ranch. We had over 800 participants this year. We were a little concerned because the Red Ribbon Rally was not being held this year at the same time, and normally we get people who come over, but no, we had over 800 people this year. Coronado, please pass along the thanks. They did a great job. I know the group was smaller this year, but you all worked really, really hard. So one more time, the board was so incredibly grateful to Coronado and the support that they had. And because you know Mr. Glickman used to be the person who would bring the students. It took 3 teachers this year to replace Mr. Glickman, right? So we had Ms. Peters there, Mr. Thompson there, and Ms. Tam there, right? Did I get it right? Okay. So that went really, really well. I was so enthused, though, because I worked registration to see our kids from our Garden Gourmet program. They were just excited to be there. The pumpkin run. Mr. Travatori had been promoting the pumpkin run for 3 weeks on the robocalls on Saturdays, and I was so excited to see the support of our West Covina High School students. In fact, it was so successful, the event sold out. So they have to rethink it next year and how to grow it. I'm going to talk to Pastor Kelly. I know he left, but we're going to need more volunteers if they're going to grow it. We saw West Covina students running. I think Jacob, the ASB president, was probably the first youth to pass the finish line. We had them volunteering. We had West Covina High School students volunteering. We had them in so many different capacities, and that was excellent, again, to see that school-to-community partnership. And Ms. Peters from Coronado ran. So she ran in her huaraches, not even in athletic shoes. They were huaraches, and I was so impressed with her. But anyway, that went really well, very, very well. And then the last thing is Dr. Hinman and I attended the Southern California Gas Company Workforce Development Summit. And it was very informative for us, and it was great networking that took place. And in addition, it gave us an opportunity to see an excellent program. It's, again, talking about school-to-community collaborations, the City of Hope collaborating with Duarte Unified School District and what success that they've had over the last 4 years, I think, right? The program's been in effect, I think, 4 years, and how impressive it's been and how they've, in addition to improving their college-going rates, they've actually influenced students' choices for math and science careers post high school. So that is really excellent, and I'm so glad that we went together. So thank you. That was it. Very busy these last 2 weeks, and I sprained my ankle too. Very busy, very busy. Thank you,
Mr. Harris.
Well, our high schools have some things going on, and it seems Edgewood was pretty busy since. Starting off on October 15th. Edgewood's theater class held performances in the theater room, and also that day they participated in a great shakeout. The next day, 16th, ASV held their homecoming rally in the gym to promote fall sports and the homecoming dance. It was a great success with performances from the cast of Suicicle and the dance class. Also that day, Cross Country hosted a movie night in the Media Center, and they were fundraising money for their banquet at the end of the year. ASB hosted a Mardi Gras homecoming in their gym, and 300 students attended, and it was a great success. On the 21st, the ASB hosted the Edgewood Tours to parents and Chinese teacher visitors. John Pan, Raj Intwala, Danny Urias, and Ethan Vuong presented the visitors with presentations of their schools and walked them through their campus and classrooms. Also that day, Edgewood hosted parent conferences in their gym, and they also had a food truck fundraising consisting of Takiza, Kona Ice, Paradise Ice Cream, Funnel Cakes, and Austin's Burgers. On the 23rd, their theater hosted a scary movie night, and they showed Ghostbusters, and they sold snacks throughout the movie. On the 26th through the 30th, Edgewood High School will be spreading awareness for anti-bullying this week, with lunch activities throughout the week, and also ASB will be having an act of kindness board in the school quad, where students can pledge an act of kindness throughout the day. Today, the girls' volleyball had their senior senior night versus Ganesha in the gym. Tomorrow, Travel Club is having a student-parent meeting to discuss China trip details in M1 at 7 p.m. Also tomorrow, the 10th and 11th graders will take their PSATs. On the 29th, Interact is hosting a Halloween carnival at lunch to raise money to help the children in war-torn Syria through an organization called Save the Children. Also, some of the proceeds will be donated to Rotary to support their shoes and socks program for needy children in West Covina. On the 28th through 30th, ASL Club will have a bake sale after school in the quad. On November 1st, Interact will be having a canned food drive, and on the 2nd, Culture Club will be having Aztec dancers in the quad to celebrate Dia de los Muertos. Yeah. West Covina has some things going on, and starting off, they'll be hosting a district college fair on November 5th. Their school Veterans Day assembly will be held on November 12th, and their Halloween costume contest is this Friday. West Covina will also host the O'Grady Anti-Bully Parent Workshop on Wednesday. The Red Ribbon Pancake Breakfast is this Saturday, October 31st. Counselors are holding college application workshops during nutrition and lunch every day to help students with college apps. Their SRO, Officer Flores, has been there for 3 weeks now and is getting to know the students and staff. He is a great addition to their Bulldog country. Homecoming week was a great success, and they had a senior night last Friday and had a home football game. Seniors in band cheer and football were honored. Lastly, Coronado had parent conferences on the 14th, and it was a great turnout. Also, the student staff volunteered at the annual Hearst Ranch event on October 24th. Kaiser Educational Theater had a school assembly as well. And students took a study trips to LA Trade Tech and ITT Tech. This week is their Spirit Week and Red Ribbon Week. This Friday, there will be a costume contest and a junior versus senior football game. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Informal staff report, Dr. Hidman.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. Mr. Seaman.
I have nothing to report tonight.
Dr. Coghlan.
Well, can't follow the volunteer day, so no report.
Ms. Knudsen.
I just wanted to share that this week we will be having our first of the year foster youth committee meeting. As you know, it's a group that gets together to support our foster youth within the district, so we're excited about that. And this Thursday and Friday, we have over 40 staff attending the STEM conference down in Anaheim. So I know we have both teachers, site administrators, and district staff attending, so we're looking forward to the outcomes of that.
Thank you. I just have two things to share. One on the Workforce Development Summit. You know, you never want to reinvent the wheel. And Trustee Miranda Jimenez and I were talking on the way back that, you know, if other schools and other programs are doing amazing things, we don't need to start from scratch. We can go in and pretty much glean the work or take the work that they've done, since they're public entities, and try to embrace those. So it's more of a question of identifying what areas of work, what areas of career do we really want to embrace in West Covina, and we'll be coming back to the board asking those questions. The only other item I want to really expand upon what Trustee Pola said, because you really hit it right on the nail head, maybe without knowing it. This Thursday, we have a principals meeting. They have several charges, but one is to share what service organization they've joined and what is their participation in that service organization and where do they see this going. And the whole point is really what you said, is to be able to inform these service organizations about what better programs to support than our local schools, and to become voices in those programs. So we're on our way in doing that. So thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
President Shoemaker, I'm sorry. One more thing. I apologize. I want to recognize Dr. Patton. I want to commend her, CEO, San Jose Charter Academy. One of the charges, and Mr. Menares, you pointed this out, was to work collaboratively to get to where we are today. I want to thank Dr. Patton for her willingness to sit down with me. It wasn't always easy. We weren't always in agreement, but at the end of the day, we were able to work through any issues we had, and I want to thank you for your participation in that process.
Okay, next item on the agenda is items from the floor, public comment, and I have one blue card from Gabe Lopez.
Good evening, board members and Mr. Superintendent. Yeah, I'm a retired contractor for excavating and also a concerned taxpayer. And my only question is, I noticed that there isn't a construction bond, but we still have management, but there is no work, no construction going on. So my concern is of the overhead. I relate to when I was in business, I always kept a tight belt on my finances. So my concern is I feel there may be a waste of money if there's no construction going on. That's my concern.
Thank you. During this part of the meeting, we don't answer questions back. What will happen is I will give the blue card to the superintendent, and he will have the appropriate person contact you back to answer your questions.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Okay. At this time, I have no other blue cards, so I will move on to the organizational part of this meeting. We have no items that we can add to consent. Are there any items a board member would like to remove from consent? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda and consent items with the amended number 7?
I'll move it with the amended number 7.
And I will second it.
Any opposition? Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Is there any other further Board of Education discussion?
Yes.
Ms. Miranda Jimenez.
Thank you. Okay.
It's obviously not an agenda item, but it was good discussion for us at the subcommittee meeting to talk about El Nino and the preparation. So it made me think of our schools and walkways and flooding and so just something to put on our tickler, and maybe you've already been preparing and thinking about it. I don't know if it should be an agenda item so that the board can hear an update, but I had not given it thought in terms of our district until we were talking about it as a subcommittee. The other thing is I also wanted, just if it's an email, that's fine, with our service groups, if we can get the final tally of who's where, and with it, just a one-line description of each of those service organizations. You know, what does the Lions Club do? What does the Elks Club do? What does the Kiwanis do? Rotary. So that the whole board can have that information. That was it. I just wanted to ask for that. So those two things.
having survived El Nino in 96-97 as a student at West Covina Unified, I look forward to the return of Lake West Covina High School.
Well, and I believe, I know this wasn't agendized, but I believe Lake West Covina was being looked at last year because at...
Oh, no, that was River West Covina. Lake West Covina is in the fall.
Oh, okay, excuse me. I didn't
know that was a new one. The river was caused by the new portables in the back.
Oh, okay. Well, since it's brought up, because I don't know, I think we'll get our Mr. Larkin and form a little task force to address these, because the last thing we want, particularly our roofs and our children, to be affected. You know, we can wade through parking lots, but, you know, our infrastructure needs to be in good shape.
Okay. With that, dates to remember, October 31st, 2015, is the Red Ribbon Celebration at West Covina High from 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and the next Board of Education meeting is November 10th, 2015. Mm-hmm. There being no further business to come before the board, the regular meeting of October 27th, 2015 is adjourned at 7:48 p.m.
Wow.
Wow.